Hi, this is Sam.
Hey Sam, this is Force McGee. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have I called you at a bad time?
No, go ahead.
Okay, my assistant Alex has set up an appointment for us to talk. She spoke with you late last week, on Friday at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is regarding the Bassett property, right?
Yeah, it's the Danville property on
Oh,
Ross Street.
Danville. Okay, Danville. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so she taking some good notes, so I'll try not to make you repeat too many things. But basically, can you kind of tell me a little bit what's going on? You're looking to sell this property. It's occupied with two tenants up and down, and you're looking for an offer that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So main thing is I am dabbling my hands in retail right now, and for that store to succeed, I needed some cash, and that's why I want to sell off a couple of my other investment properties that I've got. I've listed one, which is a sixplex, and one duplex. So whichever one brings me money, that's what I'm looking to do. I also have one more property up in Danville. It's a single family home, 3 bedroom home. So, that I've not listed yet because it was rented, but I just evicted that tenant. So that's also available, but
Did you say you just had to evict the tenant? Is that what you said?
yeah. The
Okay.
date, the court date is actually set for February 7th, but she vacated the premises earlier. So that property is 134 American Legion, and one the duplex. There is,
Hold on one second. You said
sorry,
it was 134 American Legion?
American Legion Boulevard, correct?
Okay. Okay. Tell me about your retail. What do you got going on?
I started a convenience store, so I own another building up in Martinsville, and in one of the stores, I started a convenience store, and that's requiring more money, so I'm trying to keep that afloat.
Oh, so it's like a convenience store, like a Quick Stop or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, and I cut you off short when I was trying to get the address for American Legion. But you said this sixplex, did you say it's in Bassett? Is
Yeah,
that what
there
you
is a
said?
sixplex up in Bassett.
Okay. Do you know the address offhand?
Yeah, it's 287 Oliver Drive.
Oliver, as in the boy's name, Oliver
Yeah,
Drive.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you're just trying to get capitalized so that you can make this convenience store a success. That's what I've heard you say.
Yes, that's kind of the main
Okay.
thing. So the
Okay.
sixplex, I have listed it for 450. I have appraisal in hand for 450. The rental income is 5,100 a month at this point.
Okay.
And that was fully rehabbed, so I put like best of the best in that property. So it's done very well.
Okay, so and you say you rehabbed it and you put the best of the best. Put the best of the best. I'm just trying to write this down. I'm sorry. Because I don't want to ask. I hate it when people ask me to repeat myself every conversation we have. So I'm just trying to get the best of the best finishes. And what did you say you got it rented out at? 5,500 a month?
Total 5,100 is what the revenue is. So
And everybody's
there is,
current?
except the downstairs tenants, they are becoming a nuisance. So I'm looking into getting them out,
Okay.
but their lease is up anyway. So.
Now you told Alex that the Danville property, the duplex, is inspected and both are Section 8 tenants, correct?
No, so when I started 3 years ago, yes, at that time both were Section 8. Currently there is one Section 8 below, and then the upstairs one is a non-Section 8, a regular tenant that I placed about 3 months ago.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear your last sentence. My phone cut out.
The top tenant, the top floor tenant, that is non-Section 8. that was placed in September, I believe.
And that's the 1 year lease?
Yeah, that's the 1 year lease. And the downstairs tenant is Section 8. She's been there for about 3 years now.
Bottom is Section 8 and 3 years. Okay, and the top one is current still after 3 months?
Yeah. Top one is current.
And it is a 1 year lease and they've been in 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the condition of the 134 American Legion Boulevard?
134 American Legion, I replaced the roof. I replaced the HVAC. The inside cosmetics definitely can be updated. But in general, everything is in good shape. The tenant was there for almost a year. Last 2 months, she fell back, and that's why I had to file the eviction. And then some of the gutters probably need to be redone on the back side of the house. But other than that, everything else is in good shape over there. The main appeal on that is it is sitting on a 2.8-acre lot, which can be subdivided, and you can probably put one more house on that.
Okay.
So if you're an investor who wants to build another house, there is a lot of space available for that.
Okay.
Which is what I wanted to do, but then I changed my focus a little bit.
Right. I understand. What made you get into retail?
I own this building.
I'm just curious.
I own the storefronts. Only one was rented out, and three has been vacant for almost 2 years. So I just decided I'll just change and start a convenience store. That location was good for a convenience store, so I started that.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so you're at $5,100 a month for the Bassett property. That's what your lease says, but you have one tenant not paying. What are they supposed to be paying?
So it's basically three of them. They're one family. They occupied all three units. Right now, on two of the units, the rent is coming, but this guy, he did some work for me also, and he assumed that his rent was free. And he had taken the one bedroom as a storage unit, as another extra unit for himself. That way, the whole family can just occupy all three, and we were happy that way. But then he and me, we got into bad terms, and then he's not paying. So right now, I wanted to kick out all of them, but the kids are paying. The wife is paying. This guy is just being an ass. Apologize, Ms. Lynch.
Yeah. Do you have separate leases for all the for all the units? Okay.
Yes. All are separately leased, and that's why this guy, you know, he's on this last apartment, and I already got a judgment on him. I'm waiting for the 10 days to expire.
So it sounds like to me your paperwork's pretty tight. Right.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. You can't imagine how many people I talk to that their paperwork is just horrible. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I've got leases. I use TurboTenant for collection and all that. So yeah.
Okay. And that your payments go through TurboTenant as well?
For this Bassett one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, because these guys were having difficulty, some people have started sending me directly Cash App and whatnot also. So a little bit, not all, everything is on TurboTenant, but yeah, most of it is.
Okay. Well, I know you just met me, you know, on the phone, but I mean, you know, I would like to, you know, see how I could make every one of these work. Never bought in Bassett before, but I own property in Martinsville and Danville now. I'm located in Richmond, but I do buy and hold in those areas. But you know, Sixplex, you know, it entertains me. So would be interested in, you know, making an offer that makes sense on everything and then go out and make an inspection. Is that something that you'd be okay with?
Yeah, I'll be okay with that. The Danville 142 Ross Street, I had already told Alex that roof needs to be fixed up and the chimney sides on in the bottom unit, that cosmetic issues are there. So
she, can we talk about that? Because I did see those notes. So you said you had a quote to repair or replace the roof, two different quotes. And then, but how did you know the roof was leaking? Is it have water damage in the unit?
Inside the unit, around the chimney walls is where the tenants noticed, and they pointed out. Then I sent the roofer to go check.
Okay. And is that water damage on the second level or the first level?
First level.
Okay. 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 Yeah, I'm interested in seeing how we can make this whole thing work. So can you I want to do this. I want to make this work. Okay. Okay. So you introduced yourself on the phone just now as Sam, but I see your name is S-A-C-H-I-N. How do you prefer to be addressed?
I go by Sam to make it easy for people. My first name is Sachin, so people that, you know, they address me as Sachin.
Sachin, okay.
But either way is fine, because the convenience store that I started, I just started that as Sam's Corner.
make it easy, right?
Correct.
I get it. Okay, Sachin. Let me do my homework on these other two properties, and then, you know, let me just make an offer on all three of them. Of course, there'll be three separate offers, but I'll just try to get them all together. You know, we can just do them all.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Makes sense.
All right. When's the best time for me to get a hold of you? In the afternoons or the mornings or what is it?
Afternoons are typically better. Mornings are good things that I'm always...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. If I don't get to you this afternoon, I will definitely get to you by tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. And what did you say your name was?
So my name is Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm either going to call you from this phone number or this is my office number, or I'm going to call you from my cell number, which is 804-840-5200. They're both Richmond area codes. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. I look forward to doing business with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.